Be'ez Hashem Mitzvah, we begin the new Hilchas Avodah Shem Kippurim, the laws of the service of the Day of Atonement, Mitzvah Sase'achas, where there's one positive commandment. For he, and that is, She'yasa Maisu Yom Kippurim Kulay, that he should do all the activities of Yom Kippurim ala Seder, according to the order, K'meshe Kasev Pasha Achim Mais, like it says in Pasha Achim Mais, which are Hakarbanas, the sacrifice of doing the confessions, B'shluch Asar, sending away the He-Goat, Ushar Avodah, and all the other services, Uber mitzvah zu beprakam elu. An explanation of this one mitzvah are in these chapters, where there are five chapters in these halachas. Perakav discusses the order of the different karbanos and mikipurim, and that they have to be done with the kohen gadol. Perak Beis discusses the garments and the tefillas between the garments. Perak Gimel discusses the lotteries. Perak Dal discusses the order of what should be done. And Perak Hei discusses what happens if the later thing was done earlier. And so we begin Perak Rishon, the first chapter, which discusses the karbanos, and that it should be done with the Kohen Gadol, as Halacha Alf opens up regarding the sacrificing of the general karbanos. So began at same on the day of the fast on Yom Kippur, Makrivin, they would sacrifice Tamid B'Shachar V'Tamid Ben Abayim, like every single day. One, they would bring a daily sacrifice in the morning, daily sacrifice in the evening, Kiseh Kol Yom B'Yom, like the order of every single day. U'Makrivin Musaf B'Yom, they would also sacrifice Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tov. They would bring the Musaf of the day, which is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also Yom Tov, where you would bring a par, a bull, a ayil, a ram, a shebech chavasim, and the seven lambs. Kulam oilas, all burnt sacrifices. Usir chatas nasa b'chutz, and there was a he-goat of a sin offering that was done outside, meaning in the azar, not inside the heichel as the other sar. Funechel erev, and it was eaten in the evening, obviously not on the day, because it was Yom Kippur, everyone's fasting. Now, void makriven yesa musaf zen. Now, they were also sacrificed more than just this musaf. Was par ben bakal lachatas, which was a young bull for a sin offering, which that was burnt and not eaten like the other chatas. And the ayla oila ram that was totally burnt, ushne mishal kohen gadol, both of these were from the kohen gadol, it was his karbanas. The ayla ba mishal tzibah, now there was also a ram that was brought from the public, which brought in pasha achim mais, which talk about the avodah mikipur, remember there. Vuhu ayla oman b'chomesha begudman, that's the ram that's mentioned also in Sefer Bamidbar, what's called chomesha begudman, because it talks about the numbers, the counting of the Jewish people, which are b'chlal ha-musaf, which are included in the additional karbanas for the sanctity of the day, like every yamtib. But on Nikon, that's what's called Elo'am, the ram of the people. Now, v'oidmavi mishal tzibah, they also additionally brought from the public, shnei se'iri izim, two he-goats, echad karab chatzas, one was brought as a sin offering, b'unisav, and that was burnt. V'ashen, and the second one, that's called the sar la'ashem. V'ashen, the second one, which was its peer, was sar mishalech, the he-goat that was sent over the cliff, what's called azazel. So Nimzu comes out, all the animals that were sacrificed on this day were Chamesh Esrei, 15 animals. You had the Shnei Tamidim, the two daily sacrifices, one in the morning, one in the evening. You had a par, the bull, the Shnei Elim, and the two rams. Actually, one was of the Tzibah, one of the Kohen Gadol. The Shebech Chavasim and the seven lambs. Kulam Oilus, all totally burnt sacrifices, which those were primarily from the Musafin. Ushnei Seim Chatas, and the two he-goats for a sin offering. One was done outside, which was eaten in the evening. That's part of the Musaf. Vashin Nasa b'fnim and Nisab, the other one was done inside, which is Sar Lashem. That's special for Yom Kippur in Mavoidim. And that was Benisab, and that was the meat was burnt. And then you have Par Kohen Gadol Lachatas, you have the bull of the Kohen Gadol for his sin offering. V'hun Nisab, and that was burnt. Those are the 15 animals on Yom Kippur. Now, Locha Beis. Avoidis Kol Chamesh, and then now it tells us, the Rambam is going to tell us who has to do this Avoidah. Avoid this kol chamish eser behemis elu hakreim yemze, the service of all these 15 animals that are sacrificed on this day in elu b'kohen gadol b'vat can only be done with the high priest. Now echad kohen mashiach b'shem mishcha, whether he's the anointed kohen that was anointed with the anointing oil, which was in the days of the first beis hamikdash or merub b'gadim, or the when in the second beis hamikdash, or from the first, from the days of Yeshua and on, where they didn't have the shem mishcha anymore, he was merub b'gadim. He was the one that had the increase instead of the four garments, he had the eight garments. Whichever one, the kohen gadol had to do the avodah. Now, if it was Shabbos, if Yom Kippur was Shabbos, then Af Musaf Shabbos, which is another carbon, the additional sacrifice that burn every Shabbos, Imakabas El Kohen Gadol, then that would only be sacrificed by the high priest. And Mechin Sharavay Dushal Yom Zeh. Now, not only these animals, but also other services of this day. Kugan Akhtar Sakhtar Shal Kol Yom, like the incense that's burnt every single day, Vatavas and Aries, and the lighting of the Menorah, Hakol also Kohen Gadol. No, so this was all done by a married Kohen Gadol. Shemak says in the Pasuk, "V'yikra b'chibah ba'adoyu v'ad beisa," that he should atone for himself and for his family, beisa, his home. Zuisha refers to his wife, and therefore he has to be a kohen gadol that's married. Now, Halacha Gimel tells us how they would prepare the kohen gadol for this special day of Yom Kippurim. So, shivus yom kohen Yom Kippurim. We're going to discuss these 7 days before Yom Kippurim. First of all, mafrishin kohen gadol mi beisa l'leshkasa shabat mikdash. So they would quarantine. They would separate the kohen gadol from his home to a chamber in the beis hamikdash. But there was a kabbalah Moshe Rabbeinu. This was a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. And they would separate him from his wife for these 7 days. Because Shema Timotze Ishtay Nida, because maybe it's going to come out that his wife is menstruating. And he's going to become Tummy from her as a Boil Nida as for 7 days. He's not going to do that Vaida. He can't be Tummy. Now, they would also prepare, just in case, in place of him, another Kohen Gadol. Shemir Bezet, peaceful, that if something invalidated would happen to this Kohen Gadol, Yabar Achatakhtav, that the other one could take his place and do that Avodah. And this is Bein She'er by peaceful Kohen Tamei Shashach, where if something invalidated happens to him before he starts the Avodah, before the daily sacrifice in the morning. Bein She'er by peaceful Achash Kribe Karbon, whether an invalidating happens to him after he already brought his carbon. Zeh Shenichnas Tachtav, the one who takes his place, in its Archinuch does not need to have a special inauguration ceremony. Rather, his service is what inaugurates him. Because he's doing a special avodah kohen gadol, that inaugurates him as a kohen gadol. He starts from the avodah that the first one stopped. That's where he takes over. Now, but of Yom Kippurim, so let's say he took over on Yom Kippurim. Once Yom Kippurim passes, so the first one that's now a Torah goes back to do the avodah as a kohen gadol. And the second one is removed from that post. But all the mitzvahs of a kohen gadol still apply to him. For example, he's not a let his hair grow long and rend his garments for a dead person. He's not allowed to marry a widow and so on and so forth. But the only thing is that we say he's removed is that he doesn't do that avodah like the high priest. And if he does do that avodah with the Shemayin Begadim, after the fact, his service is valid because biblically he has the halachic status as a Kohen Gadol. It's only the rabbis who said that he shouldn't do the service as a Kohen Gadol because that's going to cause enmity between these two Kohen Gadolim. But if he does the avodah with the four garments, for sure that's going to be possible because he's really a Kohen Gadol who needs the eight garments. Now, if the first one dies, so this one gets appointed to take his place, the one who had taken over for him on that Yom Kippur. Moreover, halacha dalad, continuing on b'shibas yom elu, on these 7 days, mazna lav me'ifah par, they would spray the ash water from the red heifer, which purifies a person from a tumas mess, b'shlishi laf rashasu u'bashvi, on day 3 of when they sequestered, quarantined him, and on day 7, shu ev Yom Kippur, which is the day before Yom Kippur, and Shemin basically other because maybe came talking to that person, they didn't know about it. So as a precaution, they would spray him for day 3 and day 7. Now, Vimchalyim Shabbos Bashlisha Bishvishlib, but if let's say Shabbos falls out on day 3, day 7, then Dirkness is so then that overrides the spraying because that's rabbinically forbidden. And therefore they wouldn't do it for this precaution for this Kohen Gadol. More Valocha Heko Shivasa Yamim. All these 7 days, we get him accustomed to doing the services. Zerik Sadam, during these 7 days, he sprays the blood of the Karbana, some Akhtar Sakhtaris, he burns the incense, some Metavasanaris, he prepares and lights the candles, or Makhtar Ebrei Tamid al Mizbech, he burns the limbs of the Karbana Tamid al Mizbech, and this is Kadeshi Rogel Babayda B'yam Kippurim, that he should be accustomed to doing that Vaida for those 7 days before, so that he's ready when he's doing it all on himself by Yom Kippurim. Now, Moisim Lezikainim Ezikne Bezne, but hand over to him the elders of the courts. But Karm Levanov and these elders would recite in front of him, and they would teach him avoid the same Sidura, the service of the day of Yom Kippurim and its order. They would tell him, Ishikan Gadol, my master, the high priest, Kurat Beficha, you recite it with your own mouth. Shemeshachacht, maybe you forgot, maybe you never learned this, because you're going to do the avoid in Yom Kippurim. Every Yom Kippurim b'shachres and every Yom Kippurim in the morning, they would put him by the eastern gates of the Beis Hamikdash. Mavir Lefanov, Parim Be'il Mechvasim, by that of the Azara, they would pass in front of him the bulls and the rams and the lambs, Kadeshi Makar, so that he should recognize which is which. But and again, there should be custom in the service. Halachabav, moreover, because Shiva Sayamim, all these 7 days, they wouldn't hold back from him eating or drinking what he wanted. But every Yom Kippurim, but the day before Yom Kippurim, when it's starting to get dark, right before it gets dark, they didn't let him eat a lot. Shamachal Mevis Hashem, because eating and one eats too much, it caused him to get tired. And they didn't let him sleep the night of Yom Kippurim. Shemini Yerikeri, because he might have a nocturnal seminal discharge, which would make him tummy. And they also they would not let him eat things hamagilim l'shich v'zera that causes for increase of semen. Kugan baits him like eggs, v'chalav cham and warm milk, v'gizim and things like that, because again that will cause the tumma of shich v'zera. Now halacha zayin. We may buy a sheni in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. Tzatz haminis b'Yisrael, heresy sprouted amongst the Jewish people. V'yatzat tzedoikin, and one of the groups that came, heretical groups, were the Sadducees, the Tzedukim, which Rama says meheri yavedu speedily they should be destroyed. She'ein maminim b'tarish l'peh, which they don't believe in the oral law. So they said she'ketarish Yom Kippurim, the incense of Yom Kippurim, manichin oisal eish b'heichel, you should put it on the fire that's in the sanctuary, chutz lapareches, meaning you should put on the fire already out of the curtain, not in the kutcha kutcha. When it's smoking, then machnas oislefanim lekodesh hakodesh, then you bring it inside into the holy holies. And the time their reasoning is because Zesha Kazabatar says in the Torah, Kiba on the Nidor la Kaparis, because with a cloud I will be seen, says Hashem, on the Kaparis by the in the Kaddish Kaddishim. So Amr the Tzedukim says, Ki huana na Kataris. That's the cloud of the incense, which is making a cloud. It should be a cloud before it's brought in. Hashem's only going to be there when there's already clouding. But says the Ram, and Pi Hashmu, Lam the Chacham, from our tradition, but the sages taught, She'ein Nisim Makataris of a Kaddish Kaddishim of the Aron. No, the incense is only put in the holies, holies on the fire in front of the Aron. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'nosn the sekatar sal ishlof ne Hashem." It says explicitly, "You should put the incense on the fire in front of Hashem." Now, so therefore, since there's this disagreement, and there's the heresy of the tzedukim, lafisha yichosh mevayis sheni. So since they were concerned in the times of the second Mishnah, the Shabbat Kohen Gadol Zen Nikol Zan, means maybe this high priest is leaning towards this heretical philosophy. They would make him take an oath on the day before Yom Kippurim. But they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, on the Shluchim Bezin. We're the agents of the court. That's Shluchim, your Shluchim Bezin. You're our agents and the agents of the court, meaning to say that we're making you swear based on ours and the court's consciousness, not what you're having in mind when you're taking this oath. Mashbino Anu Alecha, we take an oath upon you, that you take the oath, B'misha Shikin Neshmeh B'bay Sezeh, and he, referring to Hashem, that rests his divine name in this home, Shleit Tashana Davash Amanalach, that you should not change from anything that we told you, which is obviously to do the Keteris in the Kedrish Kodesh, not in the Heichel. B'hu Parish Abaycha Asha Chashdu B'minis, so he would separate and cry that they suspected him for heresy. V'heim Parish Abaycham, and they would separate and cry, these agents of the court, because they were suspecting someone who his actions are unknown. Maybe he has nothing heretical in his heart. And it's like, it's suspecting someone that's upstanding. Now, halacha ches, continuing to the night of Yom Kippurim, kol leili Yom Kippurim, all the nights of Yom Kippurim, meaning the night of when Yom Kippurim is starting, kohen gadol yoshev b'derech. So the kohen gadol would sit and he would expound, give a drasha, if he was sage. Now, the Mayitama, if only as a student of sages, so Dosh Mufanam, they would expand in front of him. If he would generally read, he would read. The Mlav, he didn't know how to read. So Karan Lefav, they would read in front of him. Again, this all says, shouldn't fall asleep. From what would they read in front of him? Because Kiswakadish, from the holy writings, from that of Tanakh. Now, Bikish Lesnamnim, if he wanted to starting to doze off, so Pircha Levia, the young Leviim, Makin Lefanav Be'esbet Tzrada, they would snap in front of him with their thumb on their finger, which that makes noise. Remember, they would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Amoyid V'tzdanim Atal Ritzba, stand up and cool off a little bit on the floor, because the floor was tiles that was cool. Kedish Leitishin, again, that you shouldn't fall asleep. V'masaskinim, they would be busy with him, Achmegiz Mashkita, until it reached the time, already towards the morning time, for him to slaughter. But Beloya Sheikhet, they wouldn't slaughter the Karmat Tamat Shal Shachat Shemakidim until they recognize Sha'olah Amor HaShachat B'Badi, that definitively it's been the break of dawn. Because maybe they might slaughter at night, and like actually there was once that it seemed like the sun had risen, but it was really the light of the moon, and therefore they would be very careful to make sure that it was ready Amor HaShachat to have the Kohen then do the Shechita in the morning of Yom Kippurim.